Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Hey, it's your favorite girl, Miss Wanda Love, coming to you once again with the Everybody Needs a Little Love podcast. I hope that your weekend was wonderful. My weekend was wonderful, and this Monday has just been better than you could ever imagine. I tell you what, I wish you could see the happiness that's on my face, that's in my heart, that's in my mind, that surrounds me. I wish you could see it because it's pretty. It looks good. Everything in my life is as it should be, and that's a beautiful thing. I love it. Okay? If it is your first time listening to the Everybody Needs a Little Love podcast, I am everybody's favorite girl, Miss Wanda Love to Fly Honey, also the author, Wanda D. Hudson. I have 3 books published under my own publishing company, Wait for Love, A Black Girl Story, Love Me, and Dating Wanda. You can get those books via Amazon, or you can send me an email at WandaDHudson@gmail.com, WandaDHudson@gmail.com. If you like information on how to get an autographed copy, or you just want to get feedback on the show, or you just want to say hi. I for the people who have emailed me thus far, thank you for continuing to support me and reaching out. I have to say thank you because there are so many avenues and so many podcasts out here that you can listen to. And just the fact that you take the time to save mine as a favorite and get an alert when a new show pops up and listen to it and enjoy it. Thank you so much for that. Now, if you don't like it, then, don't be sending me no toe-up emails, but, I appreciate you. I truly do. So for today's topic, man, my mind has been all over the place, but today's topic is titled Unnecessary Roughness. Unnecessary roughness. Now, we've all heard that term used in, you know, football or sporting sports, unnecessary roughness. So when there is roughness that's unnecessary, there's a flag on that play. That flag is thrown. When it's really, really bad, man, they be throwing them flags. You get about 3, 4, the whistles get to blowing. Somebody about to get got. So somebody got toe up. Somebody done got toe up. And the person who did the tearing up is going to get penalized. That person's going to get penalized, which causes a ripple effect. The whole team gets penalized when it's unnecessary roughness. In life, sometimes when there is unnecessary roughness, no one gets penalized but you. Sometimes in life, we are the people, the perpetrators, who cause this roughness on us, you know, within our own life. We create the foul. We create the penalty. And we keep that within ourselves. And we carry it with us. We're mad about it. We do it to ourselves. We do it to others. But when we do it to ourselves and don't know how to fix it, don't know how to step back and, you know, look at it and then come back and keep moving forward, that's a problem. And I guess this title came to me because last week someone said to me, and it's good when other people who, you know, you kind of, like, I haven't known this person for maybe 2 months, 3 months, but everybody's, you know, getting to know Wanda, getting to know, and yes, I am a likable person, but there's things about me that I am, you know, working on, which I think everybody, we all have something that we need to work on. And some things we don't know until, you know, some people may say something to you about it. So last week, someone said to me, Wanda, you know, Wanda, and it was a man. He said, you know, Wanda, you got some stuff with you and you need to work on that. So I laughed. I had to laugh because dang, I do have some stuff with me. I do. Well, actually there were three things that were said. So that was one. The second thing, a man asked me, he said, Wanda, how come you don't like me like I like you? Oh, that was funny. Okay. But I had to think about, well, and it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like a romantic type thing like that, you know, but it has something to do with like my, shouldn't say personality, but maybe my approach to certain things, my response to certain things. And then the third thing someone said was, hey, Wanda, you will have, and these all came from men, three different men. They said, dog, Wanda, you will have a man thinking you all into them and you don't even care. And boy, if all three of them didn't pinpoint things about me, I thought it was funny because three different people, three different personalities, everything. I'm the same person. And they all picked out something about, you know, about Wanda. And I said, dang, unnecessary roughness. So there's times in my life, when I have just been just too hard on myself. Not correcting things, not fixing things, letting somebody else get away with murder, or however you want to say it, you know, letting other people, you know, do things, and then I'm mad about it, and I carry things, and we all have some kind of little baggage that we carry with us. And so that unnecessary roughness, I have a little bag with that rough stuff in it. And it's not necessary. It is not necessary to chop your own head off about something that happened that you can't change. All you can do is forgive yourself. And it's just, I shouldn't say all you can do. The best thing that you can do is to forgive yourself and keep on living. That's the best thing that you can do. You cannot continue. And I'm just talking general now. You know, I'll tell you, when I say true story, that's a true story. But I'm just talking general now. You cannot continue to put other people's feelings. You can't continue to put that over you. What you want, what you need, what your desires are. You cannot continue to let someone else orchestrate, you know, how you maneuver during the day, because you're always thinking about what would they do? What are they thinking? Well, maybe I should do this. Maybe I should do that. Walking on eggshells while you're sitting down. Come on now. Come on. You cannot want somebody else more than you want yourself. Say it again, Wanda. Okay. You cannot want somebody else more than you want yourself. trying to make somebody else happy, trying to just please a multitude of people. That's come on. You cannot do that. That's unnecessary roughness. That's a foul against yourself. I'm grateful for the work that I do, the position that I have, and I come in contact with a lot of different personalities every day. Same people, sometimes it's the same people, and sometimes they have a different personality from the personality they had the day before. So I come in contact with a lot of different attitudes. You can don't come out your mouth miserable all the time. How is it possible to wake up mad every day? You mad every single day. You have to complain every single day. That is unnecessary roughness. You are perpetrating a 25-year-to-life sentence on yourself when you carry that stuff around. It's everybody else's fault. How come this isn't like this? Why isn't this working? How come, you know, things don't go your way? That's unnecessary. I look at myself and the things that I just shared, the three different people telling me three different things, which are in fact true about myself. I look at that, didn't get mad, didn't chop the head off, didn't even ask for their opinion, but I appreciate it because everything is as it should be. And I had to hear that. I had to hear that to process it and then to share it with you, because we're going through this life together. We all have similar experiences, situations, outcomes. We all have similar, and we can all help each other. So for me, looking at myself, sometimes, there was a 83% edge to me all the time. I'm like, dang, I gotta take the edge off. I gotta get the edge off. There was, and it was because of the situations that I put myself in, which caused me to be too hard on myself. And you know, when you're driving and you start to, say you're just driving on ice or in bad weather, and the car swerves one way and you try to correct it and you overcorrect it. And sometimes you get toward the car ends up flipping. You might crash. You know, that's what life is like sometimes when we try to overcorrect something or overcorrect our behavior, it becomes worse. And you're always on the defense. You're always barking at somebody. You're always, I'm defending myself. What you're defending yourself for? What did you do? You're making the situation worse than what it is. Unnecessary roughness. You in this game all by yourself. Think about how many times that you've decided to make a decision. You made a decision. And then you make the decision. You run this thing through your head. You talk yourself out of this. You talk yourself out of doing what you said you're going to do. You change it 50 times. Talk yourself back into it. Talk yourself back out of it. And then you're mad because you end up not doing anything. Unnecessary. I'm going to say it again. You cannot want somebody else more than you want yourself. Think about that. Think about it. You can, it's, if somebody else is hurting you, making you feel anything, anything but happiness, sweetness, that good butterfly feeling, anything other than those things, you better throw that flag on yourself for that unnecessary roughness. You are treating yourself less than you deserve. You're treating yourself. You are not. The love that you need to give yourself in that moment, you're depriving yourself of that. So just think about it. As we move forward, think about the times when you may have been just a little bit too hard on yourself. I shouldn't have did this. I shouldn't have did that. I shouldn't have said this. Think about those times. If you're still festering over that, I'm going to tell you right now, forgive yourself. Ask God to forgive you. Thank God and go. Got to keep stepping. Got to keep moving forward, because it's so many flags and fouls that you can carry before you just going to break. Can't want somebody. You cannot want somebody more than you want yourself. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mind. Take care of your heart. And notice that when it's good, you will appreciate the fact that everything is as it should be. This was a talk for myself, sitting looking in the mirror, that I just happened to share with y'all. Whatever you do moving forward, make sure you do it good to you. I am Miss Wanda Love. And remember, everybody needs a little love.